We've stayed at a pretty nice place here in LA, a villa that houses 18 people. It's quite a large place. Now we're about to leave. We're driving to Vegas about 4.5 hours, and we're getting ready for this road trip. So we're on our way out of LA. 6 cars in total, 3 cars going to Vegas directly. And I have a car to myself, and I'm using that to catch up on my favorite crypto podcasts. One of my favorite podcasts to stay up to date on simple cryptocurrency concepts is Crypto 101. I think they bring out episodes pretty frequently, so I probably have like 10 or 15 to listen to. That's the car which I just drove for 430 kilometers. Pretty happy to be done with driving for the day. Now we're dropping it off, and then we're headed to the hotel for the chill part for the day.
Cozy Uber ride.
Yeah.
So we arrived to Vegas after about a 4.5 hour drive from Los Angeles. It's beautiful weather, it's quite warm outside, nice hotel, got like a suite for the bachelor and a connected room, and then a few more rooms in the tower. And now we're about to head out, get some dinner, and then probably enjoy the Vegas nightlife. In terms of jet lag, I think I'm pretty adjusted, but today was just a very long and intense day. I sometimes feel like it's important to find a balance between leisure and completely letting go and enjoying time with friends, but at the same time making sure none of my responsibilities get off track. And then also, I've been to Vegas so many times that I feel I don't miss out on stuff too much. And with that, I think I'm gonna crash for like 20 minutes and then head out into the nightlife. So one thing that was really nice about the long drive was actually that I could catch up on crypto podcasts. And I think my favorite is one that's called Crypto 101. It's a crypto that's very entry-level language, so it's easy to follow. It's even easy to follow at twice the speed, so it's quite efficient to listen to that. And I listened to a bunch of different type of episodes today. What I found inspiring is that he did start it because he had some personal experiences where he realized how much better it would be if you could transfer money anywhere, anytime, without huge transaction fees and outside business hours. And so he goes on and talks about how identity on the blockchain in a decentralized system with all these checks and balances built in could prevent a lot of tragedies. But now it's time to go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.